A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix comedy special. In a richly decorated theater, a crowd stands, applauding. On stage, a pink neon sign reads, "Dion Cole, OK Mister." The large pink neon sign rises as Dion Cole makes his entrance on stage, wiggling with a serious face. He claps his hands. Dion takes the mic stand as the audience applauds and encourages him. Spectators sit down on their chairs. Dion stares at the audience and smiles, then shakes his head. He laughs and steps back shyly. Dion Cole grabs the mic stand.
Man, that means a lot. Hello, Los Angeles. How y'all doing? Thank you for coming out. I like to just jump into the shit if you don't mind, y'all. Y'all good with that? I ain't fucking with no more women who got loose sockets in their house.
He stares at the crowd.
I'm trying to put my charger in there, that motherfucker.
He mimics someone trying to plug a charger in an electrical socket, then the charger falls.
And I gotta squeeze them prongs together so I can grip the middle.
He continues.
And I widen them out so he can hold on to this.
He raises his arms.
I gotta find a lamp to hold that motherfucker up just. 8 hours, I hear doo-doo, boo. Doo-doo, boo.
He puts his thumb in his pocket.
I ain't fucking with no more women who don't have a parking space in front of their building.
He nods his head and raises his eyebrows.
I'm gonna circle your block 2 times.
He stands still with 2 fingers raised.
If I don't see your space, I'm out of there, motherfucker. I ain't been fucking around with you in your shady-ass neighborhood, motherfucker. I just saw a grown man on a bike in dress shoes and shit. You know that nigga up to no good.
Dion frowns and looks around.
You ever date an aggressive woman? I would think it would be similar to having a boyfriend. I think I had a boyfriend. This motherfucker took me hooping one day, didn't even choose me to be on her team. Out there cheering this bitch on with these niggas. Every time we pray, her hands go first like this, and mine like, trying to turn my hands over this strong bitch like. Bitch, I can't reach the Lord feeling like a bitch like this. Okay, just come on, pray over the food.
He puts one hand in his pocket.
I ain't having sex with no more women over the age of 40 with baby hair on their face.
He nods.
I don't even have no punchline, just thought I'd tell you that. See how I lost half the audience on that?
He smirks. He grimaces, then suddenly stops.
This woman blew a kiss at me the other day, and I caught it. Then I heard, I looked behind me, this big black dude just staring at me and shit. I was like, God damn, I done caught this nigga's kiss.
Dion clenches his right fist and smirks.
Here you go, dog, my fault. I didn't do that, I jumped, got ahead of myself.
His face shows no expression.
I'm done fucking around with women with fat asses. I had a good run.
He nods.
It's just a lot of stresses. I mean, they everywhere, you know? They ain't even special no more. Everybody got one and shit, you know? I shouldn't be going through what I'm going through if everybody got one. That's the way I think about it, you know? And it's stressful when you be out with a woman with a fat ass and shit, because everybody be looking at her ass, and you got to act like you don't see them looking at her.
He looks up at the ceiling.
Plus, the amount of toilet paper they use is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
He shakes his head as he lowers his arm.
I had just put out a fresh roll, right? Like, still stuck to the other toilet paper fresh. This motherfucker was at my house all of 3 hours. When she left, it was just the cardboard spinning in that motherfucker. Man, what is this bitch doing with my toilet paper? I called her one day just wrapping her shit.
He mimics wrapping toilet paper.
Ace bandage style, nigga. Just, I kicked the door in like, bitch, close your hand and save me some sheets.
He imitates the unwrapping of the toilet paper. Dion now has a serious look.
Fellas, you ever be in a club and see three women walking together? You know, sometimes they hold hands, sometimes they don't. The pretty one always first. I want to speak to all the third women in the house tonight. You know who you are. When a nigga like me grab you in the club, you stop and see what the fuck I want. I'm sick of this disrespectful shit. Following that pretty bitch around the club, she gonna get hers. I'm trying to make you the leader of your own pack of bitches. Nigga, I'm grabbing the third one. I'm like, third chick, come on. Don't do that to me, third chick. Come on now, come on. I gotta follow them. Yeah, don't you let them hoes block your blessings.
He stands still. A white light illuminates his face. The rest of the theater is lit up with red and pink lights.
I know why pretty girls always had that one ugly girl with them too. Because while number one and number two dance, they need somebody to watch their coats and purses. Don't lie to me, I see it all the time. Don't lie to me. Number one and number two be on the dance floor. Hey! Third bitch put napkins over drinks and covering the coats and purses. Phone out, go besties!
He mimes taking a picture.
I be at the table right next to her like, you know you ain't gotta live like this your whole life. Come with me, third bitch.
He smiles slightly.
Black women hate to see a black man with a white woman, boy. I hate that. Look at him clapping and shit.
He smiles.
Like, if you see a black man out in public with a white woman and shit, especially if it's a group of black women, they group together and talk about him and shit. Look at this black ass over there with that white bitch. Can't handle a strong black sister, can you? Well, all our women gotta be strong and shit. Strong black sister. I don't want no strong black sister. Forget that. You put that out there in the world. When you come home, if I live with you, don't you bring that strong shit in the house. You say that for the world and shit. I don't want no strong black sister and shit in the house. You want some spaghetti? From a strong black sister. I'll season it the way you want it seasoned. I swear to God, you'll love it.
He opens his eyes wide.
You want some head? From a strong black sister. I suck it good. I suck it for all my ancestors that sucked it out. I swear I won't let you down. I don't want no strong head, motherfucker.
Dion smirks.
Black men don't give a fuck when we see black women with white men. We don't care. Actually, I be congratulating them, too. I be like this, hey, get your credit together, baby.
He nods.
Black men don't give no fuck. You don't never see a group of black men gathering together to talk about, look at her black ass over there. with that cracker. Can't handle a real nigga, can you, bitch?
He shakes his head and puts both hands in his pockets.
I caught two DUIs 4 days apart. I just didn't take the first one seriously. $15,000, classes and lawyer fees later and shit. What they did was they put this thing in my car called a Bane. Bane is a device that you have to blow in order to start your car, and it shows if you're intoxicated or not. If you ain't intoxicated, you start your car and you can go. And you gotta blow in it every 10 minutes to prove that it's still you. It's a very embarrassing device. Anytime anybody got in my car, I will lie and be like, yeah, that's a new alarm system I got. I'm like, but you gotta blow in it every 10 minutes? I'm like, yeah, niggas is stealing Oldsmobiles, bad.
He nods.
One Sunday, 2 p.m, I'm running around doing errands and shit, you know. I ain't drinking nothing, you know. Stopping the Arby's, eat a sandwich, got in the car, blew in the motherfucking, they registered as if I was drinking. I was shook because they can lock me back up and impound my car. So I called the county. I was like, dude, I was not drinking. I don't know what the fuck, why this shit registered like this? They was like, you ain't been drinking. I said, nah. They was like, what did you eat? I'm like, a sandwich. They was like, did it have poppy seeds on it? And I was like, yeah. And they was like, yeah, that's the problem with these Bane devices. They read poppy seeds as if you're intoxicated because that's what they make opium out of. But don't worry about it. We'll take it off your record, start your car, and you can be on your way. And I was like, really?
He has a suspicious look on his face. Then he nods slowly and pouts.
Three that morning, I called that nigga again, like, I ate another sandwich.
He shakes his head and closes his eyes.
Goddamn poppy seeds on everything. Can't you stop right there?
He bites his lip.
When black people cheat, like we dip off with somebody else, you know, we like to go to white establishments.
Dion nods.
Because we know ain't no black people there to see us. I was with this girl one day. She was like, why you got me at this medieval castle?
He shakes his head in disbelief and makes a slightly upset face. He taps his hand on his thigh.
You said you was open-minded, right? Well, put that crown on, eat that turkey leg, and shut the fuck up.
He looks at the audience, showing no emotion.
Fellas, you ever have a threesome? One of the girls is fine as hell, and the other one is not. But she's so fine that you gotta bring the other one along. I did that before, and I'll never do it again. Like me and the fine one, we locked in, you know, we getting it in, zoned out. All of a sudden, I feel these cold hands coming up my back.
He mimics sexual intercourse and imitates the woman putting the cold hands on his back and licking him. He grimaces after he imitates the licking and returns to the imitation of sexual intercourse. He repeats his moves.
Save me some dick. I ain't gonna be no more dick after this. Dick gonna run out after this, I think.
He stands still again, showing no emotion. He looks around the room.
I like to have sex with women with kids, cause they leave.
Dion nods, then smiles.
Get up, go to the bathroom, I come back, she be like, hey, I gotta get on out of here. Get him ready for school tomorrow. You understand that though, right?
He imitates a girl putting earrings on, fastening a bra, and putting her shoes on.
All right now. I had a wonderful time tonight. I did. I'll call you, all right.
He imitates the girl leaving.
Them empty nester bitches, come back from the bathroom, this bitch like, what we eating for breakfast?
He holds his hands behind his head.
Now I gotta get dressed in a full suit and lie and say I got an interview to go to.
He opens his eyes wide and smiles.
What you doing with that suit on? I got this interview I gotta go to. It's 4 a.m. Yeah, these only hours they got. Wish me luck.
He sways his arms in one direction, as if encouraging someone to leave.
Don't act like I'm the only motherfucker that got dressed to kick a motherfucker out. You ever get in your car, drive around the block?
He laughs.
You wait to see which way they turn, and then you turn the other way and shit. Fellas, it's a sex toy out there for the ladies that's fucking us up. It's called a rose.
He looks at the audience.
Testimonial hollers in here. This motherfucker is shutting motherfuckers down, dude. This rose shit is serious. I was in the bed one day with one of my vintage pieces, and
he nods slightly.
You know, we masturbating, you know. Young people, you gotta understand, listen, when you get older, it ain't about fucking and making somebody come. It's like, you know, niggas gotta get up in the morning, you know what I mean? You masturbate, she masturbate, we done, high five, and then we roll over and go to bed. When you older, you responsible for your own cums and shit. Ain't my job to make you come. You come on your, that's your cum. That's your cum. That ain't my cum.
He smiles, then laughs. He points to someone in the audience.
So we masturbate.
He imitates a man masturbating.
She reaches under the pillow and go, my niece gave me this thing. It's called a rose. Never seen it. Thought I'd bring it along. Maybe we could have a little fun with it. Is that okay? I'm like this. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, how you turn this thing on? Turn this. She should have sent me instructions or something. Oh, there it is. I got it.
He shakes his hand fast, imitating a sex toy.
Okay. We gonna see, right? Okay, let's see what this thing do.
He mimics a woman using a sex toy.
Ah! I'm like, you all right? You okay? Ah! I saw this bitch spirit leave her body, go to the ceiling, come back down in her body. She didn't even cut it off. She just opened her hand and it shook out her hand. Down the bed and out the door. I'm like, what the fuck was that?
He imitates a man masturbating, then stops.
A dizzy ass looking at me like, all right, come get some pussy. I'm like, bitch, you are done, no. Grab my coat, kissed the forehead, and took a trash out.
He stares at the audience. He chuckles softly.
That's what I was over there to do, to take a trash. More bitches to get you to take their trash out. What you doing over there? Can you come lift these bags for me?
Dion smiles.
I got in trouble recently for calling women vintage and shit. I was on the NAACP Awards and I called women vintage and everybody went crazy. And I was like, why? Like, damn, I've been saying that for years. I just don't think they looked up the word, you know? Because it's not a bad word. It was like, you know, we seasoned. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, if I go buy a Corvette, I'm not going to be like, let me get that seasoned Corvette. I'm going to be like, let me get that vintage motherfucker. So you can see the word vintage means rare, one of a kind, stands the test of time, you know?
He nods.
More valuable than any new model. Get it? Yeah. It's vintage. That's what it is. It's a good word. It ain't like a... called y'all antique bitches.
He frowns and smirks.
We all getting old, goddammit. I ain't running from it neither. I'm getting old too and shit. I don't even like to call it old. I just say we expiring.
He nods and raises his eyebrows.
Say that to yourself every morning. I bet you get some shit done. like, ooh, let me get this shit done before I expire. Shit.
He smiles wryly.
I knew I was getting old. One day I was brushing my hair and had to switch arms. God damn.
He mimics brushing his hair.
I'm too old to be putting together outfits and shit. I'm going over here to get the shirt, going over here to get the pants, going over here to get the shoes. Fuck that. Whatever's on the mannequin.
He nods.
That's where I'm at with it. I go in there and be like, yep, let me get this whole situation right here. Beach ball too, let me get the beach ball with it. Then I go in a club hurting them hoes, like.
He imitates wrapping his arm around a woman, then smiles.
You ever go somewhere and they got warm butter? Don't you feel like they care about you? Restaurant, you'd be like, this warm? Let me get the spread in there, nigga. Unlike them other places, that little gold, hard hockey puck of butter. You'll tear your bread up trying to spread this shit. Bread all over your butter.
He stares at the crowd.
I ain't got no time for that shit. Now I just bite the butter and then the bread.
He bites imaginary butter and bread and chews as he grimaces.
I hate to be called OG.
He bites his lip.
This little young nigga, right, seen me one day. He wanted a picture. He was like, OG, can I get a picture? I was like, just call me Dion. He was like, OG Dion, can I get your picture?
He shakes his head.
Take the picture with this nigga. He's standing there the whole time like this.
He holds his arm.
I'm right next to him like this. This is what this little nigga told me. He was like, no, OG, put that down. Don't do that.
He holds his arm again.
I'm like, you don't put up peace signs in your pictures no more? He was like, nah, we don't do that no more, OG. What the fuck am I gonna do with my peace fingers then, nigga?
He folds his right arm and sticks it under his left arm with a serious look.
You can tell how old a woman is by the size of the fonts on her phone.
He nods. He smiles.
This girl was like, can I get your number? I was like, yeah. She opened her phone, D-E-O. Like a letter, a page, bitch? Like...
He grimaces.
We have any young women in the house? Clap, round of applause. That's cool. I'm looking at the women in here like, when you say young.
He presses his fingers together and shakes his head.
Mind, spirit, what are we talking about then? What's young, then?
He nods.
You gotta think about it, I ain't talking to you.
Dion smirks.
Young girls got too much energy for me. You ever go dancing with a young chick? That motherfucker be out there.
He dances and makes multiple moves. He continues his dance moves and moves his head.
Come here. I'll be like, mm-mm.
He shakes his head.
Ah, that's too much energy for me. I like an old vintage bitch. I want a motherfucker that fell before. They move like this. They be like, well, go on in if you're in a rush. I ain't about to hurry up and fall again.
He dances slowly.
Young women that's in here, do a lot of older men hit on you? Yes? Here's a very smooth way to get an older man off you. Real smooth, right? Next time an older dude come on to you and be like, hey, sweet thing, how you doing, baby? All you gotta say is, I'm okay, mister.
His face shows no emotion. In the audience, a woman shifts in her seat, laughing.
Shut down that nigga whole operation. Mister, the fuck? Nah, baby, don't do that to me. Nah, don't do that to me. Nah, my name Gregory, call me Gregory. Okay, Mr. Gregory. Bitch, is you stupid? Is you stupid, bitch? Why would you?
He makes an angry face. He smiles and puts one hand in his pocket.
All older men got fucked up bladders.
He nods.
All of them. There's some in here tonight. You can tell who they are because they all got aisle seats. Just look up and down the aisle. You'll see these niggas.
Dion Cole smiles.
Look at the niggas in the middle looking at the niggas with aisle seats. Damn, I wish I didn't get one of them aisle seats. I didn't even drink my liquor the way I want to.
He smiles.
All old dudes got fucked up bladders. You can tell, too. If you get in a man's car and he got a whole bunch of empty 12-ounce Sprite bottles in there.
He nods.
That nigga bladder fucked up. Think I'm bullshitting. Try to throw away one of them bottles. He'll lose his rabbit-ass mind. Hey, bitch, I ain't asked you to grab my bottles. I bought them bottles. They're mine. Thank you, but no thank you. I throw them away when I'm ready to go.
He stares at the crowd.
I ain't gonna lie, I got bottles too, though. Wide mouth bottles.
He nods with his eyes wide open.
Snapples, nigga. Gatorade, nigga. Nah, I'm bullshit. I got those same Sprite bottles.
He laughs.
Everybody be trying to look young nowadays and shit. They be getting work done and shit. And even that ain't work. Just everybody want to look youthful and shit. Creams and all kinds of shit, you know. But one thing that they never take in consideration, they be doing all the surgery and all the creams and doing whatever they need, especially the niggas with money. They can get everything done. But I still can tell how old you are. It's one thing they never take in consideration, that I still can tell how old you are by who you hang with. The people you hang with are gonna dictate your age, absolutely. So you can go get all that surgery and do everything that you're doing, but if you're still hanging out with these dusty-ass motherfuckers, then, yeah. And even if you ain't doing surgery, if you're doing whatever to look youthful and, you know, I still can tell. I saw LL Cool J at this party, right? And I was like this, damn, L, look good as shit, man, that's good. Now I looked and I'm like, who are these wise men this nigga hanging out with? Bunch of old niggas with staffs and shit.
He imitates an old person holding something in his hand.
Get off my lawn!
He smirks.
LL gonna fuck me up for that. Angela Bassett finding him up.
He shakes his head.
Woo. My man Courtney pulled a good one with that one, boy. But her girls?
He grimaces and moves his mouth to one side, then raises his eyebrows.
I seen her girls at this party. One had this sequin Zuko jacket on. The shoulder pads was all the way up to here. Motherfucker couldn't hear shit I was saying. What?
He raises his shoulders.
What?
He raises his shoulders and gives a startled look.
What? The other girl had this shit going on.
He shakes his head multiple times as if trembling.
I came back with a glass of wine. I was like, You ain't about to shake this shit all over my mannequin outfit. Dang,
yeah. He shakes his hand in the air.
One of her girls was fine and a motherfucker, though. Oh, she was so fucking pretty. Sitting there looking all beautiful and shit. Just fucking fine. Just, she had like this like salt and pepper, like asymmetrical hairstyle and shit, you know. Little waist, poised as hell, you know, fat ass. You could tell it was big because when she sat in the chair, spread it out and shit. She was just sitting there looking beautiful as fuck, just chilling, just sexy as fuck. But that get up, start away walk.
He nods. Dion now sits on a stool with a mic in his hand. He nods and tilts his head.
I should have tell on you every time. She got up to go to the bar. She was like, ugh.
He stands up and walks hunched over, his legs trembling. He then elegantly walks like a model on a catwalk. He paces the stage and smiles.
A start away walk. Sometimes you can't even walk away right away because you'll get lightheaded. You just gotta stand there for a second, you know.
He sits, then suddenly stands up. He puts the mic back on the stand.
I like to compliment older women when I see them, like 80, like in their 80s. I compliment them and tell them how beautiful they are, you know? And I think everybody should do that shit, you know? Like, tell them that, because they lasted this long, you like, man, you beautiful shit. Like, you gotta do that shit, you know? I do. I give them love. Every woman I see is beautiful. I mean, that's like in her 80s and stuff. I tell her she's beautiful, definitely. Like, I see one in the grocery store, like, hey!
He looks in the distance. He looks up and down multiple times.
You the sexiest bitch in here right now.
He imitates an old woman shaking, looking around her and replacing her glasses. He smiles.
I do it to women in wheelchairs. I get them love, tell them they're beautiful. I be like, you stand up here and kiss me, you sexy bitch.
He imitates a woman trying to get up from her wheelchair and trying to kiss him. His face now shows no emotion. He looks around the room and smiles.
I met one in a grocery store, old woman. This is the oldest I ever fucked around with somebody. 68. Bad! Shut down any 55-year-old. Bad, bad. Met in a grocery store. She had her hair pulled back in a ponytail. It was all white. You could tell she just did it in the car, too. She pulled it back. It was all frizzy and shit, you know. She had them glasses that connect over her nose. You ever see them?
He mimics how to connect glasses over his nose.
Had the whole store smelling like white diamonds.
He raises an eyebrow.
That Elizabeth Taylor shit go hard, yo. One spray lasts you a week. Big-ass titties. She had some big titties. She had titties so big that I couldn't tell how big her stomach was, you know? You ever seen them titties like that? I like them kind of titties, too. Big titties. Because when I'm laying on my back, she on top of me. When she let them go, they just drop in my face. Like oxygen masks on planes.
He imitates breasts dropping on his face.
Better than them little titty bitches where you got to do a set of 30 crunches to reach the motherfucker.
He places his hands behind his head and wags his tongue. He is out of breath.
Burn!
He is now exhausted.
Just bring him down. Can you bring him down here?
He looks around the room.
We started going out, hanging out, gave him my number and shit. We started talking, and then we started doing what we do, and yeah, it started going good and shit. Then she started calling me her lover. That's some grown shit. I ain't had nobody ever call me some shit like that. I was like, that should get my dick hard, though. To be calling me up, hey, lover. I'd be like, oh. All right, what you want from Walgreens? She know how to get some Walgreens out of a nigga.
He has a big smile.
That day, I gave her an extended shoehorn. Slide right in her kidney. She always going up there getting her pantyhose and shit. So weird, her pantyhose come in an egg.
He has an unsure look.
That bitch cracked that shit on my head one day, like.
He imitates the woman putting her pantyhose on. He looks surprised. He laughs.
See, someone likes legs in there. She liked me to spoon her to sleep at night. That's her shit. Like late at night, get over there about 6.
He nods and raises an eyebrow.
I know, she still be up. That's wild. Like, you better go to bed, girl. I blow on her head until she go to sleep. When she wake up in the morning, I make her coffee. Folgers. That's the official old bitch coffee, Folgers. So there's too many chemicals in Starbucks. Best part of waking up. The old bitch with a cup.
He tilts his head to the left and chuckles softly.
See, you done made a few holes and Folgers too, honey. I fucks with you, nigga. And we don't worry about her getting pregnant. Them days are long past us. I asked her one day, I was like, you on a pill? She was like, if you don't open that window and shut the fuck up.
He nods.
Yeah, we don't worry about that shit. I be shooting that old box up. You can hear my shit ricocheting in there. Bing, bing, boom, bang, bing, bow, boom, bow.
He stares at the crowd.
I fuck with grown women, you hear me? Grown, goddammit.
He nods.
The women I fuck with, before we fuck, we pee first. I'll be right back.
He walks backwards. In the audience, people shift in their seats laughing. He is serious for a moment, then laughs.
I don't know what's wrong with my cum, though. That shit ain't coming out like it used to. But dang, sometimes it don't come out at all. It'd be weird, man. I don't know what the fuck going on. I think it's these vitamins I be taking or something. My little vintage piece was giving me head one day. I came just a gust of wind shot down her throat. A little flimsy throw can't handle some shit like that. That shit was like, she was like,
he shakes his head and imitates someone choking, then raises his arms.
Was that wind that came out your dick just now? I was like, yeah, I gotta go see a doctor. I don't know. I think it's these vitamins I've been taking. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But... And I don't like professional head. If you give good head, I don't want that shit. That shit turned me off. Like professional head? I like novice head. Yeah. If you know what you're doing, act like you don't know what you're doing when you're giving me head. Look at me like, is this okay? Yes. I don't like good professional head, man. Motherfucker suck your dick all good and shit. Nah, because anybody who give good head or somebody give me good head, the whole time you're giving it to me, I can't help but to think all the practice you didn't have to reach these levels of greatness.
He raises his arm.
This girl came in my bedroom one day, butt-ass naked, just a scrunchie on, like. I was like, hold on, let's talk about this.
He imitates a girl with a scrunchie.
Ah, bop, bop, bop. I'm like, no, bop, 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 bop. You ever have a bitch brush her teeth with your dick, nigga? That bitch, like.
He imitates a girl brushing her teeth with a penis.
Like, no! I don't want that shit. You give me some good novice head, in return, I give you one hell of a ponytail. Are you down to give me head or just...
He mimics adjusting a girl's ponytail as she would be performing oral sex. He continues.
You'll get up like, God damn, niggas.
He pats his hair.
How'd you get a bang right here, nigga? That's crazy.
He now has a serious face.
And when you give a head, ladies, make sure you know what kind of penis you're working with, all right? Okay? And that dictates the kind of head you give, you know? Some of y'all got this guy, and some of you got this guy,
He mimes a woman masturbating a penis with her whole hand, and then with two fingers.
Fellas, don't sleep on them two fingers. I had a motherfucker hit me off good with them motherfuckers, boy. Like that bitch was hitting a trumpet, nigga, like, ah, nah, 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 nah. I had an umbrella second line in on that motherfucker.
He mimics holding an umbrella and slowly dancing. He mimics a woman masturbating a penis with two fingers.
Some of y'all got this nigga though. That old two-hand nigga.
He imitates a woman masturbating a penis with two hands.
Yeah, I ain't no two-hand nigga. This girl did that to me one time. I was like, ah, that's so sweet, but you can take that top hand off.
He nods.
No, for real. And ain't even no nothing that suck. Just take that off and we good. Bitch, you're giving me an Indian burn. Stop, please.
He walks away from the mic and grabs a glass of water. He drinks from it.
I got some jokes I'm gonna try for you.
He gets a piece of paper and a red pen out of his pocket.
Hopefully you like them. If not, I'll never see you again, so it don't matter.
He looks at the piece of paper in his hands.
You know who gotta change their name real soon? Babyface.
He stares at the audience.
saw him perform recently, and I was looking at him the whole time going, you got one more week of babyface. After that, I'm calling you the face, nigga.
He smiles and nods. He writes on the piece of paper.
If you're giving somebody head, whether it be male or female, and they tap you on your forehead, or they pull you up and go, come on, come on, don't try to fuck, just grab your coat and leave. Because she was horrible. Did you get that pull up? Just go ahead and leave. Just go and grab your keys and go.
He nods.
I had one of my vintage honeys do that to me one time. But she ain't let me go. She kept me there and consulted me and shit. She was like, baby, no, come on. Don't go nowhere. Just lay right here. It's all good. That's all right. No, just lay right here. It's fine, baby. If you knew better, you'd do better, right?
He caresses his torso.
Right. We ain't got nothing but time and opportunity. It's gonna work out. We're gonna work it out, I promise.
He looks down at his piece of paper.
Fellas, if you 50, close to 50, or over 50, and you got a girlfriend, fiance, or wife, and you still working out, you got some extra young hoes on the side. Guaranteed. Because what you still working out for, huh? It's over. What you got a big fight coming up, nigga? What you?
He points two fingers to his eyes, then at the audience. He writes something down on the piece of paper.
Fellas, you ever catch your girl humping in her sleep? I don't play that shit. Humping in your sleep, I'd be like, bitch, who's you fucking? Especially if she ain't get you no pussy the night before, she knocked out sleep, like.
He imitates a sexual gesture.
Get that nigga off you in your dreams, bitch.
He writes something down.
When Christian people have sex, what kind of music do they listen to? They can't listen to worldly music. See, it's a void. That's why I'm gonna start making gospel love songs. Start making something they can fuck to. Put down your Bible, and I'ma take off my usher glove.
He smirks and writes the joke down.
Do big girls wear waist beads?
He looks surprised.
Oh, okay, I'm a... Yes, and.
He imitates someone irritated by his joke.
Who in here with their best friend? Clap. I don't know if you ever realized this, but you all can't go to each other's funerals.
He slowly starts to write something on his paper with a mischievous face.
That took a wrong turn, didn't it? Why y'all get so sensitive? What I'm saying to you is that you got to hang out with the person that you with. Like hang out, because you can't go to each other's funerals. So you got to love that person and be with them. That's all that I was trying to say and shit, you know? Plus, listen, I am an observational comic. That's what they call me, an observational comic. I observe things and I talk about it. I'm not one of these slip on banana peel, pie in the face ass fucking comedians and shit, you know? If you notice, I barely moved all night.
observational motherfucker and shit, you know? So that's all I was doing, to observing something that you probably haven't thought about, you know?
My man Ocean said that shit to me one day, drunk as shit. He was like, hey, nigga, you know we can't go to each other's funerals. I was like, nigga, that's deep.
He nods.
Well, I'm going to yours.
He tilts his head in approval.
Why the older you get, the more violent your cum sounds become. When you old and you cum, you be like, that was good, baby.
In the audience, a woman bends over laughing.
When gay people say suck,
he abruptly stops and writes something, then shakes his head.
Nah, I ain't doing that. Niggas cancel me and fuck up my Old Spice contract. Jamaican men some dirty dick motherfuckers, boy. They fuck anything, they don't care. Homeless women, they don't give a fuck. What is a beautiful girl like you living in a box like this for? Leave that bitch alone. She homeless, nigga.
He stares at the crowd.
I was in the waiting room at the doctor's office, sitting there waiting. Jamaican nurse comes out the back and she goes, the uncle. And I'm going, who would write their name down, the uncle? That's some stupid shit. But the bitch was really saying, Dion Cole. Dion Cole. Dion Cole.
He looks around.
Fuck around and miss my appointment over that bullshit.
Dion looks at his paper.
I hate the way these young people text nowadays. All that abbreviation and shit, I don't be understanding that shit. Little young dude that worked for me texted me this one day. This is what he texted me. The letter D, comma, the letter R, the letter U, the letter O, O, T. And I was like, the fuck? I called him up, I'm like, what's that? He was like, oh, I was just saying D, are you out of town? Nigga, how the fuck am I supposed to know these letters mean that? Everybody know that. No, nigga, everybody don't know that.
He puts on an upset face.
15 minutes later, I text him this. This is what I text him. YIIABIMBBEDOHLITM. And then he called me like, hey, what the fuck is that? I was like, oh, I was just saying, yes, I am, but I might be back early depending on how flights look in the morning. Everybody know that, nigga.
He walks away from the mic stand and grabs a glass of water, then drinks as the crowd cheers. He walks back to the center of the stage.
Learn how to date, everybody, all right? Learn how to date and ask some good questions. Y'all keep asking these surface questions. Ask some good questions. One question a lot of men don't ask women, which you should ask. I ask this all the time. It's a make or break question for me. Anytime you meet a woman, fellas, you gotta ask her, what temperature are you? Yeah, you gotta ask that. Because you don't want to be spending time with her and y'all start liking each other and hanging out and stuff. Then you start going over her house and you find out her house 90 motherfucking degrees. Because she anemic. Now you fucking on bath towels.
He smirks.
You should ask her, what temperature is she? Or go over some vintage woman house and her shit 50 motherfucking degrees. You can hang meat in this motherfucker. Neck fan batteries all over the goddamn place. Keep cutting air on and heat on, air on and heat on, air. You'll catch pneumonia over this bitch house. Ah, so what temperature is you? See, I like a nice 71 to 73 degree motherfucker. Sometimes 74, depending on what we're doing. Yeah, that temperature's a motherfucker, even in a workplace, you know? Like a lot of jobs, offices, they can't get 100% out of black women because it's too cold in that motherfucker. For real. Y'all gotta cut that goddamn air off. And then you can get 100% out of black women that work there. Every black woman I know at her job got a shawl and a space heater at that motherfucker. Trying to get these niggas 100%. I'm quite sure Kamala got a space heater in the White House. And everybody want to be a boyfriend and girlfriend, but don't nobody want to be a best friend. That's what the fuck you should be focusing on. Quit doing the shit you've been doing. No relationship shit and trying to fuck that shit. Find you a motherfucker that's cool as shit and then get off into that shit. Because if the fucking don't work out, at least you still got a friend. Because you can't keep wasting your life away on these relationships that motherfuckers you won't even speak to no more. This motherfuckers you won't even speak to no more. You done gave this nigga your good years. This nigga done took all your good years. I can see it in your eyes. I see you thinking about that nigga, little bastard. That bastard, he took them all, didn't he? Yeah, nigga got you all fat and fun. Y'all was eating and drinking the whole time. Then he left you, and you like, where you going? Oh, no. You suggested that food. I didn't want to eat that shit. Bye, bitch.
He waves goodbye with a funny face. Spectators laugh.
Just ain't out there just really. See, that's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on a friend. I want a motherfucking friend and shit that can come through. And anything I do with my niggas, I want to be able to do with her. We go to movies, concerts, fucking listen to music, all that shit. I'm going to do all that. And look, I'm the type of motherfucker, I want to be who I am. One thing I'm not going to stop doing, I'm never going to stop looking at women. I think women are beautiful. And whoever with me, you got to know them or look at them. Now, I ain't going to be disrespectful and groping and trying to holler or nothing like that, but I like the beauty of women and shit, and I'm going to, like, be looking at them. Matter of fact, I want a motherfucker that's going to look at bitches with me. That's the motherfucker I'm waiting on. That's what I want. If I see a bad motherfucker, I'll be like, man, that's a bad bitch right there. I want her to be like, yeah, that bitch bad in the motherfucker. And I'm so confident in my sexuality to return the fucking favor. I am. If you see some sexy ass nigga and he be like, man, that nigga sexy as hell, I'll be like, yeah, he got bitches.
Dion nods.
That's how men compliment men when you think a nigga fine. Like, my nigga Tone, that nigga got hoes, nigga.
He nods again and laughs. He bites his lip.
Don't act like fellas in here. Don't act like you don't know a fine nigga when you see one. Don't bullshit. Don't try to be hard like that. You know when a dude look nice or not. You ever be around a motherfucker so fine you vanish? I have. I did a movie with Idris Elba, man.
He shakes his head.
Hose was literally trying to walk through me. I had to thump him in the forehead like, bitch, you see me standing here, what the fuck?
He's flicking his fingers.
Ladies, do me a favor, too. I want you to do me a favor, like, when it comes to your man, all right? And I'm going to speak for all men in here tonight, all right? I'm going to be the spokesman for all the fellas in here. Ladies, the one thing that men want that'll make us happy and be with you forever is you must rub our dicks all the time. You hear these testimonial claps? That's all we want. Rub our dick any chance you get. Matter of fact, if you with him tonight, put your purse on this lap and rub his dick. Go ahead. You should have been doing it the whole show. Shame on you, bitch. You rub that man dick anytime you get it. And stop fucking with our nipples.
He frowns.
Our nipples don't have the same sensation as yours. Any nigga that be like, ooh, yeah, go ahead. The nigga's a weirdo and kick him out your house. Ooh, yeah. Don't forget this one, don't forget.
He palpates his chest and nipples.
That weirdo nigga out your house. You rub our dicks.
He looks appalled.
And if you ain't gonna rub it, stay the fuck away from me. Fellas, you ever be on your couch at home watching the game, just chilling and shit, and here she come plopping on your lap? You be lying.
He looks around and slightly moves his pelvis.
That bitch feel that shit.
He imitates someone sleeping on his lap.
You rub that man dick. Anytime y'all in public, you rub his dick. If y'all at the grocery store, grocery shopping and shit, rub his dick. That shit'll get you out of cooking. All you gotta do is get real close up on him and shit. That's how you do it in public, get real close on him like this and be like, so what we eating tonight? You're gonna be like, we can get some gummy bears.
His eyes are wide open.
Some cereal. We don't need no milk, just cereal. I'm cool with cereal. Tonight, that man driving you home, focused on the road, making sure you get home safely. And you sitting in the passenger seat, on your phone, with two good hands, you disrespectful bitch. You reach over there and rub that man dick till y'all get home.
He frowns.
You still got your phone in this other hand, motherfucker. You don't need two hands to scroll. I ain't never seen a nigga scrolling like.
He imitates someone scrolling on a phone with both hands.
You rub that man dick. Anytime you in that passenger seat, morning, noon, and night, you rub that man's dick. You hear me? It's the little things. That nigga love you forever if you did that shit. You rub his dick good enough, ain't no telling where that nigga gonna drive to. Man, let me see if it's a Zales open around here. There's been some earrings or something. Shit. Faithfully rubbing this motherfucker. I like it. And if you're feeling real froggy tonight, ladies, do me a favor. Go ahead, put your head over there and hit him off and shit tonight. Yeah, be brave. Put your head under that steering wheel. Go ahead. Make him adjust that steering wheel. That nigga had that shit all the way up here tonight.
He raises his arms above his head and imitates someone driving and adjusting the steering wheel.
Los Angeles, I love you. I hope you had a good time tonight. Thank you so much. I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. Anybody that ever bought a ticket, anybody that ever supported me, that ever come out to the show, I love you forever. Los Angeles, thank you. I'm Dion Cole.
Dion waves goodbye and walks away from the mic. He applauds as well, then leaves the stage. Closing credits. Video description by Diffuse. Voicer Rosemary Saber. Scriptwriter Clementine Martin. Written and performed by Dion Cole. Executive producer Dion Cole, Kristen Ames, John Irwin. Directed by Ryan Polito. Co-executive producer Casey Spira. Supervising editor Sean Hubert. Associate Director John Irwin. Stage Manager Roger Melvin. More credits follow. Recorded at the Los Angeles Theater, Los Angeles. Copyright 2024 Netflix. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The logo for Cold Blooded Inc. appears in blue, red, and green. The logo for Irwin Entertainment appears.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.